What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, we can start it whenever it fucking starts.
I suppose so. Unless you're overthinking things like I am.
Well, I'm always overthinking things.
Yeah, that's your problem.
It's generally how I operate.
It's probably why you're right most of the time when me and you have arguments. It's because you've already fucking argued the point with yourself, and then you'll mention it to me knowing that I'm about to start arguing with you. Trying to catch me out?
No. Sounds like a lot of effort to do that. Probably wouldn't bother.
Yeah. You don't need to put that much effort into being right against me.
You just said into being a cunt. Because I'm always on.
Oh, mate, second nature for you.
Yeah, it's good. Just trying to figure out if I've got all these fucking settings right.
Can you see my voice?
Yeah, I can see your voice.
Yeah.
It's the future.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So we went and saw Loz and Eddie's show tonight.
That we did.
It's good. It's very good shows, the both of them. I'm proud to say I share the stage with them sometimes. Is it really sharing if they've got no choice, though?
I can see the dropout.
All right, we're on.
Nice, sweet. Yep.
Looks like it.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Sound check.
Nah.
Nah. Don't edit this out, Tyler.
Just said how long we could go.
You and Ronan are just going to be consistently distracted by that computer screen.
I'm keeping my eye on it, all right? Yeah. It's an important job.
It's an interesting thing to watch, eh? You're just sitting there and just go...
Oh, yeah, the voice thing. Yeah, the modulation.
The green bar going beep, beep, beep. Oh, fuck.
Oh, so where were you before the computer shows off?
We were talking about Loz and Eddie's show.
Which was sucking up to the women.
Yeah, because they don't listen to this podcast, though, so I'm really not.
Eddie does.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Mostly when she's on it.
Yeah.
It's usually how it works.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The only times we get, like, new fans is if they're on the podcast.
I'm always on it, but I don't fucking listen to it.
I have had to
out of, like, necessity to post shit.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I'm like, I fucking hate my own voice. It's fucked.
Yeah.
Can't listen to it.
I'm used to it now. After all the hours that I sat back and listened to our own podcast.
Really?
No, not really. Oh. I've listened to a few episodes. Mostly for bits.
I haven't listened to a whole one. I've listened to snippets. But it's like, you know when you're bombing and it's like that cringy, painful to watch? I get that when I listen to myself on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch my likes tonight. I say likes so fucking much. I hate it. Pisses me off.
I used to say right a lot. Well, you know.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things I noticed when I started filming my own sets was I used to end every sentence with right.
Yep.
What are you doing? You kept getting distracted by the laptop, didn't you?
Yeah, and I just had a look in the door as well.
Yeah, don't fucking step on me, cat.
Oh, I did my best.
It's an expensive cat, that one.
Yeah, it's a fucking $5,000 cat. I got him for free.
What?
No, that was our dog groaning at us.
They're heckling the podcast. They're like, this is shit. Be more funny.
Oh, they have little arguments with each other, the dogs. It's like, it's only when they think you can't hear them. Because if you're there,
what do they say?
Oh, shut up.
I like the dog impression.
Yeah.
You could do it.
thought it was a bit rough, actually.
Oh.
Well, yeah, so fucking...
Welcome to the podcast, Adam Ronan.
Yes.
Cheers. Oh, thanks for having us. Oh, it's been a good week, actually.
Fuck it, is. Three in a row.
Yeah.
And then tonight was fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, I was... I was... Like, I've seen, I'd say, 90, 98% of the bits... Tonight I've seen in the past from Eddie. And I just remember thinking, like, fuck me, she's written a lot.
Yeah.
Like, man. A fucking lot. Like, there was bits in that I saw Eddie perform, like, 2 years ago. And I was like...
Yeah.
Right,
actually, yeah.
Yeah, like... And I was like, fuck, like, insane.
Mm.
Compared to like the amount I've written in 2 years.
I was going to say I had the same thing with you at the Stag the other night.
Mm.
Listening to jokes that you wrote 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize I'd do the punchline. I thought you got it.
I was saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking haven't written anything near that level over the 2 years. Like, and in 2 years as well, she's written jokes... Like, that fucking still work. Yeah. You went back to my material two years ago and I was like, it was fucking dog shit. And she was writing stuff 2 years ago that she could use in her, like, her fucking hour show. So
yeah. She's been doing it for a lot longer as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she said, how long, 4 years?
Our 2 years are just starting out years.
Yeah.
So it's fucking dog shit. But yeah, Eddie's been doing it for, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's showing, and she's writing fucking heaps, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'd, fucking all props to her. She did really, really well, and it was like a good, funny show. Like, I was genuinely laughing, like, heaps through it. Just even with the, obviously, like I said, I've seen 98% of the bits. I know the jokes, but it was still a funny show.
Yeah.
I was still laughing at her jokes, so, man, yeah, you can't get much better than that, and... And Loz's show was awesome too. I was like...
Loz did really well because it wasn't... Her show wasn't like that standard, like... It wasn't like 5-minute sets sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't in chunks. It was like storytelling.
Yeah.
She had to be comfortable with being, like, not just getting laughs every second.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we had when we started doing the food competitive eating thing. Like, you had to be okay with being on stage and not getting laughs.
Yeah.
Maybe that helped Loz too, doing that thing yonks ago.
Yeah.
Still keep it there. But yeah, like I felt like I was just like listening to this story that was being told for like the whole hour.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fucking pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's very engaging.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like, I want to know where this is going. And then it ended up at multi-level marketing and I was like, for fuck's sake.
Can't get away from it.
I was with you all the way, Loz. Right up until there. And I was like, fuck multi-level marketing. I'm out.
Yeah.
But that's only because of my personal agenda against MLMs.
Mm.
Nothing to do with you, Loz.
Yeah, no.
Oh, most people hate multi-level marketing anyway, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Most people. Most people know it's all a fucking scam.
Yeah. Amway, more like fucking Scamway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Shamway.
Showed them.
Shamway. Shout out to 7 Days to Die. That fucking awesome game. God, I love that game. I might just stop.
Did you have to do
podcast.
That? Did you have to? Did you have to do that?
I did.
Nice. Put the brakes on it.
Anyway.
So, Monday night was pretty good, I reckon. Fucking the Legacy.
The camp?
Yeah, Warner's Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, he killed. And then we went on and ruined the show.
We did.
Fucking, and not as much as bloody, what's his name? Broden did. But he got fucking ruined by that chick on the...
Yeah, that fucked up all his shit.
Real bad. The one that went and talked to Legacy and just stepped out and she's like, what am I, how do I look when she was dressed? And then... He had to talk to her for fucking ages. And then Brayden's just going, what do I fucking do now?
Yeah.
Hard spot to handle when you're fairly new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking only been doing it a couple of months.
Yeah, and then they had a break for a bit.
Yeah. Well, they'll learn. He'll learn from it. So
yeah.
I'm just going to have another beer. You want one at all?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. We can hit pause on this thing as many times as we need. Let's do a Rogan 3 hour.
Fuck it. Let's go. My laptop won't last that long.
It's plugged in.
It'll still die. Stop huffing.
What do you mean it'll die?
It'll just fucking die, mate. Won't be able to handle it.
Oh.
Won't just necessarily be the battery. I'm not just saying it's just going to go flat. I'm saying the computer can't handle that much work. It's a lot like me. How do you think I'm going to look at the end of a 3 hour podcast, mate?
Absolutely fucked.
I'll be here all greasy and sweaty.
Yeah, that's what I feel like right now. Yeah. We had KFC on the way out.
You couldn't handle it.
It's fucking me up.
It's a skill, mate. You got to fucking work on it like I did. Years of hard work to get to this fucking sick bod that can handle as much KFC as it needs to.
You're doing well, mate.
I go through withdrawals if I don't have too much KFC, mate.
I have it once a fortnight, I reckon.
I need a few milliliters of fucking oil floating around in my bloodstream at any one time. It's how I survive.
Oh, mate. I'm like that car that you had. Just run on no oil.
Yeah. Right until it blew up.
Yeah.
That was fucking funny. I was like, 19, bought this fucking old... It wasn't an old Subi. It was a good Subi. It was like a 2011 Subi back in... No, it was a 2005 Subi.
I was talking about the fucking Kia. The red one. Was it a red one? The Rio. No. You know, Jaden's car.
That one, yeah. Jaden
Kia? Was it a Mirage?
I bought this fucking little Mirage off my mate Jaden. He wanted to give it to me for free. I was like, I'll give you $100 for it. It's worth that. Took it home. I was like, I better fucking just change the oil. You know, like, I'll just do that. So
we undo the sump.
Undo the sump. It was one drop of oil. I swear to God, one drop of oil came out and I was like, yeah, there was no oil in that engine. It didn't miss a beat. It's like, still going. It was fucking, like, that's awesome. Yeah.
How insane is that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They don't make them like they used to.
No.
Definitely not.
Fucking still kicking around that car.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Did it go better when it had oil in it?
No, it probably went worse.
No, I think it lost power. Too much pressure on the engine. No, it was a good car. The only thing wrong with it, really, was the fact that the roof was so rusted out, it should have been, like, defected on the spot.
Yeah.
If you'd have rolled it, like, you might as well have been in a convertible.
I'm pretty sure fucking Jaden stole all my mum's jewellery, too.
Yeah, that cunt.
Yeah. Old Jaden Jingles.
Old Jingles, Jaden.
Fucking into the gold. Yeah, because he used to live with me.
Yeah.
And my brother out the back in a granny flat. We come home one day and, like, all the place had been fucking gone through, but, like, very specifically. So, like, it was someone that knew where everything was and how to get it. And it's like, it's pretty obvious it's you, dude. And he's just like, no, it wasn't me. No one else is here all the time. Yeah.
It's fucking a pretty solid defense, though.
Dodgy cunt. But, yeah, he was a weed fiend. So he's just, like, constantly
Django
on the bongs, as were we all. And then, fucking, he kept running out of shit to smoke, but he still wanted to fucking keep going. So he was like, oh, I'll just steal all your mum's jewellery. That'll buy me some weed. Like,
fucking hell.
Good on you, cunt. Fucking hell. What a little rat.
That's not the best form, huh?
Nah, it's pretty fucked. Fucking saw him at the uni. I was just like, I could just fucking just kill this cunt. But I was like, nah, I'll just go up and see how he's going.
Too bad if it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Who stole the jewelry.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like we never found out. We never quite knew. You're 99% certain.
Yeah.
It'd be a solid lead to investigate, definitely.
Yeah. What are you going to do? It's just jewelry.
He's just grabbing the tip.
I don't know why the cat likes that. He just hops it.
He just fucking goes up and puts his paw in their tits. That's what happens. You live with another bloke, starts cutting your grass.
Mitch is worried about the cat.
I'm worried about the dogs. The cat's already had it. It's the dogs are the problem next.
Because they got a bigger dick than you?
Yeah. Goddamn right. <enough. laughs> You've seen their dick. You've been here looking after him before.
So I bought you the extender. Yeah. That fucking white dog of yours. He just sits in the window while you're doing the dishes and licks his dick in front of you. He's just like, yeah, you fucking do those dishes, bitch.
Wow. He's with you. He's like, I'm cleaning too.
Yeah. Some sort of dominance that he's asserting there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. When I was fucking chainsawing that lantana bush out the backyard, like, he just fucking laid down next to me, like right next to me. I was like, it was like a pretty cool thing for a dog to do. You're out in the backyard and he just wants to chill with you. But also, fucking pain in the ass when you're trying to chainsaw something down. Mm. Your dog wants to fucking lay next to you.
Likes the sound, you know, nice and peaceful chainsaw sound.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I listen to go to sleep. Just chainsaw noises.
I thought you were going to say massacres.
I thought you were going to say music.
Chainsaw music. That should be a genre.
Yeah, sure it is somewhere.
What do you listen to? Oh, indie rock. I'm more of a chainsaw guy myself.
And it branches out and like into chainsaw core and shit like that. So.
Yeah. Except they instead of dressing like someone who like plays chainsaw music, they dress really fucking just well-to-do.
What does someone who dresses like they play chainsaw music look like?
They dress like Amish people. That's how they dress.
I reckon you look in the wrong spot.
Paint more of a picture now.
Everybody that works for Jim's Mowing listens to chainsaw music. Maybe it's all just the fucking it's Slipknot. But
it's all just like 45-year-old alcoholics.
They just go to work, mow the lawn, go home and listen to chainsaw music, have a couple of beers.
Fucking the people who fucking mow lawns for a living, they all are alcoholics. They're all like middle-aged alcoholics.
My dad used to mow chainsaws for a living. Lawns for a living. No chance. I just realised what I'd done.
Was he in the circus or something? Or
how do you mow a chainsaw?
Oh, fuck.
Oh. I don't know. He might have been an alcoholic because he sounds clearly retarded.
That's going in.
It's all coming together.
It's going in the short, mate.
Yeah.
Which end of the chainsaw do you reckon you start with?
You'd be there a while if you're going to mow the lawn with a chainsaw. That's a lot of work.
I reckon it'd be less than if you tried to mow a chainsaw. You're just constantly going back for more mowers.
Oh, like running over the chainsaw with a mower. Trying to mow it. Oh.
Yeah, that was a joke, man.
Because I was going to say.
I'm glad you.
I was going to say.
What I do, which is when I'm high, I explain the joke.
I was going to say, because chainsaws don't grow grass, man. And you need a super tiny lawnmower to go around it.
Like micro machines or something like that.
Oh, shit. That's a dated reference, Adam.
It is. Man. I'm good for them.
You got every single one of Loz's references tonight, didn't you?
Not all of them. I did get the fight thing after she explained it, but everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a bunch of references in that. I was like, oh, man, you're not speaking in my tool house.
We didn't have Fight Patrol, did we? Oh, you pretty much did.
Yeah, isn't
it? Chatham. It was still... Yeah,
no,
it was still.
There was no... Yeah, just used to get people, like big groups of people who just follow the kid who was going to fight someone.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, eh? Like, it's like the mob's coming for you and it's the leader.
This is... So, I was a bit of a problem child. And I used to get into so many fights at school
that
I used to walk down to from top quad to bottom quad looking like I was about to get into a fight, I used to get like this big fucking group of people who follow me, and then I'd just go to the canteen instead. And they'd all be standing there like, what the fuck? I thought someone was fighting. Everyone's like, I just started following the group.
Find the group and you're like, oh, he really must have a problem with one of the canning ladies.
I'm just fucking deadly serious about pizza rounders, you know?
It's going to go two rounds with a chicken burger. Yeah. It's only going to last one round, though.
I wasn't fat back then. I was a hottie back in high school. Yeah, Tanya knows what's up. We went to high school together. She got a little put. No, you didn't actually.
No.
Had to wait till later.
Had to wait for the pud.
Yeah, had to wait for the pud. It was worth it, though. It was like a slow-baked roast. That's my pee-pee, is a slow-baked roast.
Well, I'm just picturing it all fucking bagged up like a ham. Like one of those roasts with the fucking bag on it. You know the strings.
You know the strings.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out of beer. I'm going to grab a beer.
There's one in the fridge right now. I'll grab it for you. You're right.
Oh, if we ever do a live podcast for an hour at a fucking show, we're all getting fucking ripped before it.
And then you say on the ticket thing, it's like starts at 7:30, don't come in until about like 8:15.
Yeah. That's how you fill an hour. Start late.
Yeah, Eddie did 45, didn't she, I think? Or maybe 50.
50, probably pushing more. Because I was checking my watch when it started, and it was about 15, 20 past, I think, that it started. And then it was ended about the same time. So
it was pretty close.
It was pretty close to a bang on an hour, so fucking done well. Except I was wondering whether they'd have notes or if they'd, like, memorize like the whole thing, but I think they had just like, I don't know, like one word, like a list.
Yeah.
What sections they wanted to do after the other. Be good to have to like jog your memory. Then you're not stressing about all that shit on top of all the other stress of fucking running a show. Cause it'd be a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Getting that out there, marketing it, just pushing it.
Yeah,
Eddie was pushing it for fucking ages.
It paid off. She fucking sold out pretty much every night. So
yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
For your first show to be doing that, it's fucking good. It's very fucking good. I know some people that go down to like Melbourne, just seen like other comics doing like shows in Melbourne Comedy Festival and stuff, and they just, why bother having one if you're just going to not market it and push it?
Yeah.
And you're going to go say, oh, I did Melbourne Comedy Festival. Yeah, to like fucking five of your mates.
Yeah.
You know, that's just no point. Like, and that's why I was impressed by Loz, because she's been doing comedy about the same length of time as me.
Yeah.
And she's just so much further ahead, because, like, I couldn't do a fucking hour.
No.
And I was like, when she announced that she was going to do an hour, like, last year, I was like, fuck, all right. Like, almost didn't believe her, but I'm like, but she's fucking writing a lot of shit, so I was like, oh, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
Mm.
She did. I don't know what her show, because she wanted to do Melbourne Comedy Festival. She had a show in Melbourne Comedy Festival.
From what I saw tonight, totally could easily go down and do that.
Yeah. And this isn't a knock on Loz, but I'm wondering if it did her good.
Yeah, it's like not, a not, blessing in disguise yeah, sort of thing. You're right.
Yeah. Like she got that extra time to obviously bake and work on her content. I don't know if a Loz from a year ago would be the same Loz that we saw tonight. I think she's a lot better than she would have been back then.
Oh yeah. She's a year ahead, but she's been working fucking hard as well, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, writing a lot, doing a lot of just like different stuff as well. Every time she turns up to an open mic, she was doing new stuff. Like she was trying her material for her show, but yeah, fucking like I said, hats off to her. They both like just knocked it out of the park. I was just like, man, I feel lazy. Yeah. At the end of that, I was like, fuck, that's pretty lazy. Like,
oh, just keep your kick up the ass, doesn't it? So
yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. I have been trying to write more as well, trying to make like a conscious effort to write more. I was like, at least every lunch, I'll like pull out my iPad because I take it everywhere anyway. And I've just got all my bits there and I'll just like run through my bits and try and like edit them up. But yeah, just sitting down to write, like specifically, I'm not walking away from the computer until I've written a joke sort of thing. Is like that style of writing I've definitely not attempted.
Yeah, I can't say I really have either. No. I don't really just sit down and force myself in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to work.
Well, like, from what I understand, people do it. Like, that's exactly how they do it. Like, it's not... there's no use... Well, what about people who write for sitcoms? Sitcoms and shit, I'm guessing, is different, but it's exactly the same. You're trying to come up with funny material in the moment, and you're not going to walk away until you do it, especially if you're doing it as a job.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never done that job, and I don't know anyone who does it, so I don't know how it's...
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're all sitting in front of computers all day.
Okay. Like, thing I've heard, like, guys talk about it on podcasts, they're like, yeah, everything's on Zoom, so you're just there all day, running your computer, and...
I can imagine, like, taking notes and then, like, I don't know.
Maybe if they're on Zoom and all that, it's like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
They're not so clickety-clacking fucking all day long, so just writing jokes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that'd be something interesting to look into, like how do those shows get written?
Yeah.
Like I think a bunch SNL of cunts does. That
sit down and fucking come up with shit, but then you're jotting down notes and then someone has to actually go and flesh it out properly.
Yeah. Well, that's how South Park does
That's
it.
That's how you'd be on Lots the computer all the time. Lots
of involved fucking and shit.
Yeah.
It was like when we're coming up with the skits for Dubbo, just sitting down and talking shit and like coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
And then after it, you got to go and fucking make sure that it's all take notes in the meeting and then go and make sure you flesh it all out.
Yeah.
Into something, otherwise it'll never fucking go anywhere. Which is what I was trying to do with the storyboard. Oh, just shot lists basically.
Yeah, like where each person is. I think you said draw it out in stick figures or something, Adam.
Well, then Ethan went and did the Excel sheet and got it all together. So fucking
I still got one or two to go. I think I haven't done yours. I think I was in the middle of doing your one, Adam. I don't know.
Like this is not like just this would be hilarious, but it sucks to do. You know, it was like pissing down rain the other day, and you're gonna be following the piece of chicken around.
Oh yeah,
and she's just in the
room. Oh fuck, that would have been funny. That would have been good. You should have said something.
I didn't think of it just
fuck. Then. That is such a good idea.
Fuck, I just pictured like a shot sight on though that the chicken's just underwater and he's just swimming after it.
Well, you do the rain and then you do that.
Yeah.
One.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like coming out of Meriwether Bars or something. Yeah. man, I reckon we should invest the time and effort into that because that's going to be one of the funniest fucking
that
videos.
Is funny. Yeah. That is funny.
Oh, man. If we were heaps dedicated to it, we could drag the chicken all the way to Newcastle, get shots on the way to Dubbo. And you've chased the chicken from Newcastle to Dubbo.
Oh,
we should.
Go past like landmarks on the way.
And get like shots. Merriwa Bakery and shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Because you could edit it together to make it look like you're just running after it the whole time. Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Fuck, we should do that. That'd be funny as fuck. But then you'd have to edit all and release it when you get there. Go for a drive to Dubbo beforehand to film it. It's a lot of dedication. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but fuck, it'll be good.
You do it in two parts. Like you do the Newcastle part first, and then you do the Dubbo part on the way to Dubbo.
Yeah,
and then you get shots at Dubbo, and then you chase it back to fucking Newcastle.
Yeah.
Nah, that's too much.
Dude, the thing that's going to sell the tickets for us is Rummy. Like doing a fucking music video for Rummy. Anyone sees that online?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I fucking guarantee you. Like if we can get those videos out there, Rummy absolutely could go viral with any one of his songs.
He already has before.
Yeah.
So he definitely can do it again.
Yeah.
That like, fucking new one he did.
Angel is a centerfold. Super old.
Yeah,
super old. Is one of the greatest fucking songs, fucking parodies I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I don't know how long it took him to write, but it seems like a fucking lot because there's so much nuance in that fucking song.
Yeah.
Like the way he does it. It's like, holy fuck, dude. That is some next level shit, that one.
He's fucking funny, man. Like he could absolutely, yeah. Like, yeah. We got to, that's what's going to sell it.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm gonna base. Like obviously we'll have the stuff in the background, but that's the video I'm gonna be pushing. Like if I'm posting it, like to anywhere.
You know
like,
what's amazing about that song? He's at the Kent on Tuesday. He's doing that song to fucking a bunch of old ducks in the front row.
Yeah,
and they're fucking loving it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is amazing. You're taking the absolute piss out of them and they fucking love you for it. Like, that's how to do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He'll fucking, yeah.
That's the song. It's a fucking hit, right?
Yeah. Dude, once someone, like, if he starts doing that in Sydney, I think he'll definitely get an agent. I reckon he'd get an agent out of that. Someone to start fucking be like, I can sell that. Definitely.
Of course you can. I feel like when I'm watching it, I'm just like, this is fucking awesome. I get to see this shit before everyone else does.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I saw him then.
Yeah.
I saw him then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking...
I get that feeling with some cunts sometimes. Like, that's what I reckon. When I was watching his fucking boat show videos back in the day, I was like, this cunt's going to fucking blow up. 100%. He had like 20,000 followers. And I'm like, this is some fucking funny shit.
He's fucking... Oh, dude, I remember he did that skit. It was like, oh, fuck, that's hot.
Yeah.
It was just like a two-minute video of him walking around Australia, like different parts of his neighbourhood and like just in general because it was during a heat wave. So everything was like, oh, fuck, that's hot. Oh, fuck, that's hot. And then like he switched to like just his oven. He's like, oh, fuck, that's hot.
Yeah.
It's like, of course. Oh, man. He's funny. Man, he's fucking funny.
Yep. All good.
I'm all good. Cheers. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because I remember I wanted to get him on the podcast before he went fucking bananas. Because he did some cunt shit podcast, like once upon a time.
Who's it?
Nat.
From Nat's What I Reckon.
Yeah.
He did some fucking comics podcast down in Sydney when he was smaller and I was like, yeah, I totally could fucking get him on.
Yeah. Should have.
I used to send him fucking messages about his videos and shit. Nah, not anymore. He's fucking massive. Haven't even bothered. I'm just like, that cunt
has
got
fucking
no fucking time.
Hundreds.
Like, I'm not going to ask him to be on my shitty fucking podcast.
You'd be surprised. Like, I've reached out to different people. I reached out to John Wayne Parr. I was like, I wonder if John Wayne Parr wants to do our podcast. I'm like, he's just a fucking... Do you know who he is?
Yeah. What do you call it, the Parcast?
God damn, that's a good idea. Anyway, I wrote to him. I was like, hey, dude, like, yep, this is our podcast. I've been a big fan of yours since, like, Yeah, forever.
Since I bashed that kid in high school.
Which one?
Since I bashed all those high school kids.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Honestly, I couldn't take a high school kid nowadays. My best years are behind me. I reckon that little fucker would have so much stamina. I'd only have to swing and miss twice. I'd be puffed out. If I didn't land, ooh.
No, but you're like the KFC Popeye. You're getting done, and you're like,
dude, fuck, I've just got a I've just got a fucking box of popcorn chicken there. Just fucking put that down your gullet.
Yeah. Then you fight the whole school and win.
That's not enough. I move on to the kindergarten, the primary school. I'm fucking swinging 2 7-year-olds around to attack the teachers. Too far?
It's getting crazy.
It's getting a bit crazy.
No, creative.
Oh, yeah.
But I just thought you would have wanted to go after a bigger title, so you would have gone on to university or high school.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not fucking. Some of those, especially if they wrestle, they've got university wrestlers there. Oh, God, I wouldn't have a chance.
I don't
know. that popcorn chicken, though. You never know. Fucking box of popcorn chicken in me, I could do anything. I could fight a whole university on a box of popcorn chicken, maybe.
You might have to, like, ring up halfway through and, like, I need one more.
Yeah, start slowing down.
That's when you drink the potato and gravy.
I'd just go fucking Super Saiyan at that point. I'd turn into a fucking cartoon.
I've got me second win now. Shit.
There's a fucking meme. You guys ever watch the Robin Williams Popeye movie?
No.
No.
It was fucking horrible. But goddamn, he plays a good Popeye. Oh, Robin Williams.
Played a good Popeye.
Yeah. But.
Well, that's true even when he was alive.
That's what we should watch tonight. After this is fucking Robin Williams Popeye.
I'm glad Adam's here because I thought it was a good idea. But in retrospect, Adam's right.
I don't know, it might be good. He might be the best Popeye of all time.
We do a podcast of us watching Popeye. The video, you know how people
that'd be a podcast,
wouldn't it? The video
that was awful.
What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, go have a fresh one, friend. Your fucking dad jokes are coming out again.
Yeah. Oh, I got one. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I really fucking ruined the momentum. Yeah.
And I wasn't talking about the beer, Adam.
Oh, one of them. I'll get there in a minute.
This is Hot Ones with Pud.
Oh, mate. How fucking good is that? Hot Ones turns in, instead of doing like increasingly chilly.
You do like, bigger bongs?
You just do one, no, just one bong after the other. And they progressively get more and more stoned. They get to the 10th and they're just comatose.
A bit Hot Ones with Pud, but it's just like harder drugs as you go. The last one, you're just smacking up heroin. Sean, this one's really fucked. I don't think I can handle it.
That's a fucking skit we could do for this podcast. That is absolutely a skit we could do for this podcast.
Well, in a classic Hot Ones tradition, the heroin they would have had to go, and this one we made ourselves.
In our bathtub out the back.
No, they're like, this is some good Afghani black tar heroin. Oh, black tar, you say? Oh, this is fancy. Next, we've got our Nicaragua.
Stop being racist.
Nicaragua. They all, only South Americans make coke. They don't make, like, why is that they only grow the poppy seed in South America? Is it the poppy seed?
No,
it's coca plant. Coca. Yeah, that only grows in fucking South America. I feel like you could grow some of that in North Queensland. Just saying. Do you just want to go open
it? Do you want to start a chocolate farm? Is that it, Willy Wonka, you fat fuck?
Yeah, let's go to North Queensland and start a fucking coca farm. Make our own cocaine. Ugh. Call it Puds Blend.
Oh, if you're going to go for gold, you may as well start a cult at the same time.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just feed him coca leaf. That shit's addictive.
Call it coca culter.
Oh, fuck, dude. Please, go. Go now. Coca culter. Oh, it was so bad. It was good. I was upset. And then I was like, no, wait a second. That's a slow burner. That got better the more you thought about it. You're like,
just
like
the cult.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because that won't attract any suspicion from the police at all.
Yeah, no, fuck.
They're a cult and they're growing fucking
coca plants. They're cultivating and developing cocaine.
I get it. Cultivating. Because they're a cult. You looked at me like, what? Yeah, nice.
So, yeah. What other business are we going to go into now that the cocaine business is out?
Yeah, fuck. Oh, you can grow heroin anywhere, can't you? Poppy plants?
It's like a weed. You just throw it out in the backyard.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. I feel like you can, eh?
Based on what, Mitch?
No, they grow it out of the Western Plains. Like,
is
medicinal.
Is this the Western Plains, is it?
No, but it's close enough. We get fucking hot and cold days.
So does fucking everywhere in the world.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can grow it anywhere. If you can grow it out in the Western Plains, you can grow it in fucking Tanilba Bay.
Is that why all the animals are like fucking not that much fun to watch at the Western
Plains
Zoo?
Yeah, it's all the fucking poppy seeds. No, they've got like heroin farms out there.
Well, that explains Dubbo.
Yeah. They're more into meth though, aren't they?
Yeah.
More of an upper town, you know?
Yeah. Dubbo. Well, they are on the up and up.
Oh, fuck. So. If one of us doesn't get offered meth... This is what I'm going to say on stage. I'm like, if I go this entire weekend and don't get offered meth at least once, I'm going to be disappointed, Dubbo.
Yep.
I feel like that's a fucking...
That reminds me of your fucking joke that you do about, Mum, I'm smoking weed, not crack.
Oh, yeah.
You've been opening it by saying, I've started smoking weed, which ruins the joke. Because when you say, I'm smoking weed, not crack, that's the punchline.
Mm.
And you've already said weed beforehand. So people will know that you're going to say weed, so then it's not getting a laugh. And you used to always get a laugh. And now you've fucked it up.
No, I get laughs now.
Not from me, you don't.
Yeah, because you fucking... overthought the joke. And you've heard
every
it
every time
I
hear
times.
It I'm like, you're doing it wrong. Because it used to go, I started smoking drugs recently.
Yeah.
And then,
shouldn't it be doing drugs?
Yeah, I started doing drugs lately.
Yeah. And then
that actually works way better. I never performed it that way. But if I wouldn't have stopped performing that way.
You used to do it that way.
No.
I swear to God, you used to do it that way.
No, I didn't. That's so much better, though. Thank you. Oh, man.
I could have sworn you used to do it that way.
Or you could say, fucking, I started smoking drugs recently, like all of them.
Yeah.
I've been smoking cocaine. No, that doesn't work as well as that one. Your one yeah. Does.
Oh, fuck.
I've even tried smoking pills.
I nearly choked.
You can't get the flame hot enough for the pills.
That's that line in Rummy's song where he's like, you shelve some pills, but they're taking some time, so you pull them out of your ass and snort them in. Yeah, rack them into a line. I don't know. I'm fucking it up, but yeah. it's my favourite line out of any of his songs.
Yeah.
Apart from his new song. Yeah.
She takes her teeth out to give me head.
Yeah.
That's fucking line.
I like the 3 foot long tits line where he's like talking about the see through top with the 3 foot long tits. Yeah. So good.
Fuck that cunt. Handsome. Handsome and talented. It's like, God damn, I wish I was that talented. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck him. I say it to him too. I'm like, fuck you. Look at you. Fucking, you got cool tattoos too. Have you seen his tattoos? He's got fucking Seinfeld tattoos. They're awesome.
You've just got a Kramer shirt.
Yeah, he's got a Kramer tattoo. It's Kramer stuck on First and First Street. He thinks he's in the... Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Man.
Watch the episode.
He's big risk, but I'd probably get a thought bubble above my Kramer tattoo.
Or a talk bubble.
Yeah. Just a thought bubble. And then I get another tattoo next to it of a gentleman. It'd require a lot of shading, that tattoo. But maybe the thought bubble above Kramer's head... I have the words, oh no, don't do it again.
I'd just be like, don't say.
Yeah, don't say it. Just don't say it.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh.
That is fucking funny.
It's just Stevie
That's
Wonder.
A meme.
I got a Stevie Wonder tattoo next to Kramer. You know,
it's kind of like they shouldn't be related, but they are.
Yeah.
No, you should get Bill Cosby next to Kramer.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. You can call Bill Cosby that because he deserves it. So. Because he was acting like one. A rapist. Not a... I did so well not saying the N-word there.
Instead, you called them all rapists.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
But.
Did Stevie Wonder used to rape?
I feel like you'd be doing well to get raped by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Kind of deserved it. Like, if you got raped by a blind person, you kind of deserve it, right?
Yeah, because you smell
bad. I would say you deserved it, but it's kind of like you had every opportunity. Like, you're given plenty of chances to get away.
What are they going to chase after you? How are they going to find you? Unless you're wearing like a beeping tag or something.
All you need to do is literally just stop making noise, and it's like you're not there to him.
Oh, hard for women to do. He's like, literally, I'm going to rape you if I catch you. And she's like, let me tell you what's wrong with that. Instead of running.
I do not condone these things you're saying, Ethan. That's wrong. That is a bit. I'm sorry. That is a fucking bit. That is a fucking bit. Okay? If you could... pull that off as a bit. Holy shit. Oh, man, there's an audience. There's an audience for you. You know, like...
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Like, Loz had her audience there tonight. Like, the sort of people who would come to one of Loz's show, Eddie, the same. You've got that group of people, just they're into different things, well, you
just
know?
White cunts in pointy hats.
Apparently can't for this episode.
All fans of Kramer and Stevie Wonder.
Torn now.
That audience would be split right up the middle.
It's getting back to Bill Cosby.
I'm still wondering if Stevie Wonder raped anyone.
Yeah. I don't think he did.
Can you Google I was raped by a blind man? I want to see if there's any blogs.
Oh man, I'm gonna fucking lose my job because of this podcast.
We'll release this one fresh so that my new boss can fucking have a listen.
He'll fucking love it.
Hey man, do you like highlights? I got this bit about Kramer and Stevie Wonder. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
That's all right. We just won't put your name on the podcast anymore. We'll just call you The Pud.
You might have to, eh?
With a TM next to it.
There's reasons why, like, obviously this podcast is this podcast, but I'm like, fuck, some of the things that we've done on here, if I got called into like HR and they're like, look, this podcast is a problem, I'm like, what do you mean? And then they just play the episode where Ethan's getting filleted by Shaz and I'm just narrating it.
Hey, well, don't you deal with like mental health stuff? Like, So, as if that's not good for mental health.
Honestly, it was during like the really bad fucking mental health phase that I had. So maybe that's what did it. Maybe that's what cured me. So
I'm like,
yeah, this is my therapy. All right, this is my therapy.
There's a hole in the market for that one.
And that episode's where we've caught people. James. James Connors started listening to our podcast, ironically. Oh, yeah. And then he got fucking caught. He got sucked in, especially. And then during, I think it was the filleting episode, he turned around to everyone else in the car. He's like, Ethan's getting his dick sucked on the podcast.
Well, you know. Everything after that.
That's where we got him.
You know, they say do what you love and you never work a day in your life.
Oh, fuck.
Just got to find a way to monetize it.
Oh. No one's monetizing that. Well, they would, but you'd want video. And less of me talking. Oh, fuck, that's a good idea. Porn. But I fucking give the play-by-play on it.
Oh, like the fucking Aussie bloke narrates.
Yeah. But I just narrate porn.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. And then I like that idea that the Aussie bloke does. He doesn't narrate porn, though.
He's never narrated hardcore porn. Yeah. Out of all the things he could have done.
Yeah. I bet he's considered it.
He's probably done it.
Then the very next day, he narrates the Wiggles.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out the fucking first word.
That's like he's that's like he's training. Like he warms up.
Yeah,
he's like fucking narrate hardcore porn. The Wiggles should be fucking easy street.
He just can't handle skivvies. He's fucking
He starts narrating the Wiggles, and then someone walks in. No. Yes, please.
I'm still sweet.
I forgot my train of thought. My bad. Yeah, something about the Wiggles.
Sorry, mate. I was just asking if you wanted a beer.
Yeah, no, I do. You reckon
you reckon Jeff's a rapist?
Who?
Jeff.
Do you reckon he's a rapist?
Yeah.
No.
That's why he's sleeping all day? He's up all night raping?
Jeez. No, he's a narcoleptic.
Jeff from the Wiggles.
Yeah.
You reckon Jeff's doing a fair amount of raping?
I reckon he's doing heroin instead.
Yeah. You reckon he's getting raped by the other Wiggles?
He's doing heroin, you never know.
They just drag him up every night.
Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Just fuck the shit out of him.
Just fucking tear that Asian ass apart. Was Jeff Asian?
He is Asian, yeah, yes. Okay. He went away for a while. There was a different one.
He had to get his anus rebuilt. Jeff's out. He's prolapsed.
Oh, man.
We need a new Jeff.
Imagine the pussy that the Wiggles must have been thrown.
I can imagine the age of it, yeah.
Oh, man. Just.
We'll have that 18th reunion, whatever. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The fucking, no, like the mums. The mums at those live concerts.
I was going to say, there'd be quite an age gap in the amount of pussy being thrown at the Wiggles.
Turns out
too old or too young.
They turned up for the kiddie poon, but kept getting the mums instead, and they were all disappointed.
Yeah. Can we get a mother-daughter combo in here just to even out the age? Too far, Ethan. Fucking hell. Fuck it.
Going deep.
Shit. Just like they were in Jeff's ass. Oh. Poor Jeff.
Until he seized up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they're just trying to wake him up every morning. They're like, ready for more, cunt?
Don't worry. We applied the lube while you were sleeping.
He passed out, they put an ice pack on him.
They wake him up. They don't let him sleep during the rape. Yeah. He's like, the one thing I can do to get away from this is fall asleep, which is really good because that's what I do. And they're like, nah, bitch.
Does he legit have narcolepsy?
That was the whole thing, yeah.
I swear I've seen him driving the big red car before.
It's dangerous.
Irresponsible.
Not to mention, he was Asian. Those guys are terrible drivers.
Gets in a bad accident, kills like three people, blames his narcolepsy. They're like, righto, Asian. Whatever you reckon.
Oh, fuck.
Like, he gets out of the car after the accident, and there's like a pirate standing next to him. So it's just like, oh, fuck, I blame him. She'll be right.
You know what pisses me off about that Asian driving stereotype? Is that they made that movie Tokyo Drift. It's just, they're all Asians and they're awesome at driving.
It's got to be a few.
But they're still kind of doing it wrong. They're just like, they're drifting everywhere. It's terrible for their tries. Like, oh, man.
Oh, shit. That would be so funny if you go to visit Japan. It's just people sideways out of control everywhere. And they're like, no, that's how we drive. That movie was right.
Honestly, it played it down a little.
Oh, shit.
That's why Asians are such bad drivers here. We make them drive normal. And
we make them drive in straight lines.
Yeah. They can only drive sideways.
Oh, man. I did see a video of like two rich young cunts in a fucking BMW pumping the Fast and the Furious music.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift music. And then they like get sideways in a car park. And then they just smash into a pole. It's so good. It ends exactly how you want it to.
How the fuck does... The fact that they released that video as well.
I know.
Like, someone... Either that or it was like the insurance caught onto it. They're like, oh, you got a camera? Or whatever, and then someone from the insurance company posted it. Like, this is a fucking funny video.
Could have done.
Yeah, well, I went real deep there.
Yeah, right? I know. What do you reckon that guy from the insurance company had for dinner that night?
Amy.
Fucking hell, that was bad. Lucky for him, though.
That was good.
No, it wasn't. Oh, shit.
Have we got to edit that out?
What?
Nothing.
The last 30 minutes.
We might have to, eh? I went pretty deep on Asian people. I'm not racist. It was just a funny bit.
Well, look.
You can't be doing worse than Jared.
It's true. Yeah. As long as Jared doesn't quit again and come back again, fucking... Yeah.
One of the fucking worst things I ever did, and this is years ago, my little brother brought this little Asian bird around to root, or try and root. She was pretty as well. And I just got mad fucking racist with her. I was just like all of the stereotypes. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go home now. And I was like, oh, cool, so you're heading off? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, thanks for not eating my dog. As she walked out the door, and she's just like, oh, my God. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I still kind of do. But so fucking racist to her.
Yeah, when you're just straight up racist, it's not not quite a joke.
No, it was a joke. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, but you delivered it, so. She couldn't tell.
No, she probably couldn't.
Yeah. You just got to say it with a fucking English accent. You'd be like, oh, all right, love. Cheers for coming around. Thanks for not eating my dog. And it works.
It does. Oh. Legacy can say the most awful shit to you, and you still be like, oh, what a nice fellow.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know how he gets away with it.
He says the most awful shit horrific to people, shit. And they're like, I love him.
Yeah.
They're not listening to what he's saying. They're just like, oh, that's a nice accent. You're a cunt. Oh.
There's also like a little bit of the delivery as well.
The other night, that chick with Tourette's, allegedly had Tourette's, he straight up like told her to fuck off. And everyone laughed. It wasn't weird at all. He was like, fuck off, I'll have ya. Yeah, that's right. He was like, I will fuck you up. That's what he said about her.
I think he meant verbally.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did, but taken out of context, like I just did, it sounded a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to...
See, that's how he does it. Yeah. He makes it sound funny.
Yeah.
Like he's going to... Verbally beat you. If you said it on stage.
He turned to that lady, he looked her in the eye. He's like, I will fuck you up.
I don't think he did it like that, to tell you the truth.
Can you do that to a heckler next time someone talks?
It's kind of how Broden does it.
Yeah.
When Broden just goes like 0 to 100. When he does his fucking...
So
when someone says something.
Dog.
Hey?
A dog barked. You know at the wicker how they let dogs in? Like a dog was coming through the back and it barked during his set. And he's like, fuck a dog, shut up. And he's like, I'll fucking fight your dog. Talking to this dude. He literally got and he's like, got fucking heckled by a dog.
That's pretty fucking good.
It was fucking hilarious. I was like, this is insane. Good shit though. You fight that dog. I've always wanted to see a staffy fight. He is fucking built like one.
Yeah, no, a staffy fight, a blue fucking a border collie.
Yeah.
The dog walking through is a border collie. He's the staffy. That's the joke, guys. Good see that?
Shit.
See that? Yeah. I'll just explain the joke. It's what you do when you've had a few beers.
Apparently.
Allegedly. What were we saying? Yeah, Broden. He's a madman.
You should take him under your wing.
He's so much like me, isn't he? He really is. I fucking see it. I see it too. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I'm like, ah, oh, man, that's me. Fuck.
You're a bit more refined.
Oh, thank you.
Just a
it wasn't much though. It's like we're the same shape.
You should tell him the joke about your nan's cunt that you used to do. He'd fucking love it.
He fucking would.
Yeah.
He'd love it. Yeah. He fucking. Can I steal that?
Maybe tell him. Yeah.
Make him tell it.
Make him tell it.
Yeah.
That fuck that. He'd do it too in a heartbeat.
He would.
He wouldn't give a fuck.
No. He'd be happy.
Give him your pin to check too. Nah,
fuck it.
No one deserves to have to do that.
Oh, look. Honestly, the premise is good.
That cat just fart?
No, he sneezed.
Oh. My bad.
Let's all just watch my cat.
It's like a front fart.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Django? Just sniffing the underside. Did we fuck there earlier? I just flipped the mattress over.
It's not a mattress, mate.
The fucking cushion. He's just sniffing the underside of that cushion. He's looking for food. Dirty bird's all gone, boy.
Look at you commentating again. Tonight, I'll be commentating. Cat scratches her head on the side of a fucking lounge.
We're over an hour anyway. Hour 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck. It flew by.
That's a podcast.
Yeah.
It's been fucking a lot of...
It's been very racist, I feel.
Yeah. We might have to really consider this one.
Yeah, this one's
I'm going to listen to this one sober and make the decision on that joke.
Maybe rethink egging me on to do that one live.
Yeah. Honestly, it was for the bit. I don't actually believe that.
That I should do it live.
No. Oh, your fucking... Yeah, your bit. I stand by that comment. I was talking about my racist tirade. We've all been on racist tirades. Well, Adam, you've been pretty...
Yeah, I look like the biggest racist in the room.
Yeah. You're the moderate.
Who'd ever think you'd be proud to be called moderately racist?
Oh, I thought you were going to say moderator between the 2 years. He's having a racist debate. I'm just sitting there going, hey, I'll just fucking sit.
He was like, no, black people are the worst. I'm like, no, Asians are. We're both racist. We just can't decide on who's the worst.
It's Arabs.
That's an awful thing to say.
It was for the bit.
I know. But I've got to say that to keep my job.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. All right. I think let's end it. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Jews aren't a race. Good night.